Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Family Trivia with Dad and Lad, the podcast where we put away the screens and have some good old-fashioned brain-boosting fun together. This week's theme is road trips, so buckle up and get ready to cruise through some winding mountain passes, some desert highways, some coastlines, and different locations from all over the globe. What do you think? You excited for road trip trivia?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we love a good road trip. But first, before we jump into that, it is time for our fan question of the week. And we're really excited. We have our guest this week is Harper. And Harper logged on to speakpipe.com/dadladtrivia and gave us this question. So here we go. Take it away, Harper.
Hello. My name is Harper Smith. My question is, who invented the pancakes?
Who invented pancakes? That's a great question. What do you think?
I don't know.
Ooh, Harper, you stumped the lad. I don't you feel like this is going to end up being like the ancient Greeks or something like that? Some kind of ancient civilization? Yeah. All right, well, let's turn it over to Harper to find out the answer. Here we go.
The ancient Greeks.
The ancient Greeks. Look at this. So I was actually pretty close, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, great. That's a neat thing. Did you envision that the ancient Greeks came up with pancakes?
No.
No, that's a really great question, Harper. So thank you so much for logging on.
Thank you, Harper.
And without further ado, we're going to jump right back in to road trip trivia. Question one. What kind of vehicle is known for going on classic American road trips and often has a bed and a kitchen inside?
An RV.
An RV is correct. What does RV stand for?
Remote van.
Remote van is a great guess. It is not quite correct. The answer we're looking for is recreational vehicle. That's what an RV stands for. I've never actually ridden in an RV like on a road trip. I've been in an RV and I've driven around in an RV for a little while, but not on a road trip.
That would be fun.
Yeah, we should rent one sometime. That'd be really cool. Question number two. Route 66 is one of the most famous road trip routes in what country?
America?
America is correct. Yeah. Now, Route 66 is actually like one of the most famous roads to ever exist in the history of America. And in like the 1950s, like the mid-1950s, they actually created what we call the interstate system, right? So like Highway 43 for us is in Highway 41. Those are interstate highways. Those roads go between multiple states. So they call them interstates. And they kind of bypassed Route 66, and eventually all the Route 66 markers were taken down. And in 1985, they actually, like, Route 66 didn't really exist. You can drive the old roads that are kind of, that used to make up Route 66, but they don't actually call it a highway anymore. Isn't that crazy?
Oh.
So you can go on, like, they have, like special signs up that says, hey, this used to be Route 66, and you can still drive it. But it's not really Route 66 anymore. Question three. On a road trip through California, which giant trees would you see in places like the Kings Canyon National Park?
Redwood, oak?
Redwood is an awesome guess, but incorrect. The answer we're looking for is sequoia trees.
How am I supposed to guess that?
Sequoia trees. Now, sequoia trees are like really big around. So like by volume, the sheer size of the trunk, those can be up to 40 feet in diameter. That's a huge tree. Can you imagine like a tree that is four basketball hoops wide? Like that's how big that tree is. It's gigantic. But you were close in the tallest tree category. The redwoods are the tallest trees.
Well, no, in the world. I'm pretty sure.
I don't know about the world, but in America for sure. Question four. In the movie Cars, what is the name of the town Lightning McQueen gets stuck in along Route 66?
Radiator Springs.
Radiator Springs is correct. I think I probably should see Cars sometime. I've never actually seen that movie.
What? What?
I mean, it's not that crazy.
I've never lived a parenting then.
Yeah, Cars is, I mean, I've heard a lot about it. I think I've seen bits and pieces of it, but I've never actually sat down and watched the whole movie. Question five. What U.S. landmark with four presidents' faces might you pass by on a cross-country road trip?
Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore is correct. We went to Mount Rushmore, right?
Yep.
That was one of the best trips I can remember. It was a lot of fun. We went camping.
Yes.
What kinds of things do you remember about Mount Rushmore?
Well, there's presidents' faces on it.
Mm-hmm. That's it?
It's a big mountain.
It is a big mountain. I mean, you were also pretty young when we went through.
Yeah.
So we also visited Custer State Park, which is nearby there with all the buffalo.
Yep.
That was a lot of fun.
Badlands.
We pretty much went to South Dakota because Emmett loved buffalo when he was little. Well, I mean, I think he still does, but
yes.
He was a buffalo fanatic, and we literally made an entire family vacation so he could see the buffalo, but it was pretty sweet.
And we also went to Badlands National Park.
Yep, Badlands. Yep. Yeah, we did all kinds of fun stuff. It was a fun trip. And with that, we're done with the Trivia Tots round. We didn't even introduce the Trivia Tots round. That's all right. We're going to continue on, though. The questions are about to get tougher. In this next round of five questions, we call this round...
The Mind Movers.
The Mind Mover Round. Very good. Here we go. Question six of Road Trip Trivia. If you're taking a road trip to Graceland, what famous musician's home are you visiting?
Louis Armstrong. Let's just go with Louis Armstrong.
That's a great guess. Louis Armstrong is a fantastic guess. But incorrect. Think more rock and roll and think more like the 1950s. You ain't nothing but a hound
dog. Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley is the answer we're looking for. Yes, they took Elvis's home and they turned it into a landmark called Graceland. And that's where he's buried and he has an eternal flame and you can go visit. It's pretty neat. I've been there before, actually. It's kind of a neat stop. Graceland is in Memphis.
But it's in Tennessee.
Yes, Tennessee. All right, question seven. What colorful desert landmark on the way to Las Vegas features seven tall towers of painted rocks?
I know nothing about Las Vegas.
Well, that's funny because I didn't know this question either. So the answer is Seven Magic Mountains. That's what that desert landmark is called. So they have the tall painted rocks. So the painted rocks are kind of like they have different colors at different levels. And yeah, they call that Seven Magic Mountains on the way to Vegas. All right. Question eight. The Great Ocean Road is a famous coastal drive in what country?
I'll go with America.
America is not correct. That's not what we're looking for. The answer is Australia. Now, do you envision yourself driving through Australia?
No.
No? I don't think I do either. And I'm sure you could, and I'm sure the drive is fantastic. But I just kind of weird. Like, I don't, whenever you think of Australia, you just kind of think of the coast and you think of the ocean.
No, I think about a desert and rattlesnakes.
And rattlesnakes. And I think, yeah, those are the two things you think of. And, but I mean, Australia is huge, and there's a huge country there.
It's the smallest continent in the world.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's one country.
Explain that.
But it's a country and a continent.
Yes.
Yes. So,
but it's also country, so that doesn't. I'm not going to get into a lot of theoretical discussion.
I see.
To keep this episode short.
But yes, the Great Ocean Road would be really cool to check out. Question 9. The Trans-Siberian Highway, one of the longest road routes in the world, crosses the entire width of what country?
Siberia?
Siberia is incorrect.
But it says it in the name.
The answer is Russia. Russia. Now, let me just be double checking here, but I'm pretty sure. Yeah, Siberia is a Russian province. So kind of how Canada has states, right? Siberia is a Russian province. So it is part.
We have states. Canada has provinces.
Sorry. did I say Canadian state?
You said like how Canada has states.
Oh, okay. Canada has provinces, like the United States has states. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. But yes, so Siberia is part of Russia. Question 10. In Pixar's Finding Dory, the characters travel across which U.S. state known for its coastal highways and big cities like Los Angeles?
California
is correct. I feel
Los
like that
Angeles
was a,
gave it away.
I was going to say like that was pretty easy, I think, giving the Los Angeles part away. But yep, Finding Dory in California. And that's going to do it for the Mind Mover round. Emmett's doing fantastic, but we're about to really ratchet up the difficulty here. So double knot your shoes, put on your waders, your hip waders, your helmets, your shoulder pads, your elbow pads, because things are about to get real, real tough here. We call this round
the Brain Busters.
Brain Busters.
That took 26 seconds just for him to get to. This round we call the Brain Busters.
But I just have to warn the people that it's about to get real tough.
Just say it's about to get real tough.
All right. Question 11. What is the name of the mountain range you'd cross on a road trip from Denver to Salt Lake City?
I have no idea.
Well, there's not many choices of mountain ranges in the United States.
Is it the Appalachian Mountains?
It is not the Appalachian Mountains. The mountain range we're looking for is the Rocky Mountains.
Yep. I forgot about that.
Rocky Mountains are amazing. Yep. The mom and I took a trip not too long ago. Fantastic. I love the Rocky Mountains. Question 12. The Pan American Highway stretches from Alaska to what South American country at the bottom of the continent?
Argentina. Wait, no. Chile.
Chile is incorrect.
But it reaches to the bottom.
The answer is Argentina. You had it right the first time. Got to trust your gut. They call that highway, the Pan American Highway, is roughly 19,000 miles. That's crazy. That is a long, long road. I wonder how long it would take to drive 19,000 miles.
A year?
I don't know. Let's do some math quick. If we do 19,000 miles divided by 60 miles an hour, that would make 316 hours divided by 24. That would take you roughly 13 days to drive at 60 miles an hour, nonstop.
Wait, if Buddy the Elf came from the North Pole to New York City, and in the musical he says, I walked 32,000 something miles.
I don't know, man. I don't know if that's...
And it took him like a week.
I think that's a make-believe musical.
But it has New York City in it. So that it's not make-believe.
I don't know what to tell you.
Lies. Deception.
Question 13. The Ring Road is a famous driving route around which icy island nation?
Iceland?
Iceland is correct. Was that a guess?
No.
You knew that?
No.
You know the Ring Road?
No.
So you guessed?
No. No. I inferred.
You inferred. I see. You used your context clues?
Yes, I did.
And look at this guy. The lad inferring. I suppose. Iceland Nation. An icy island nation. I guess that does narrow down the options.
Iceland?
Yep. Iceland is correct. Here we go. Question 14. What U.S. interstate is nicknamed the loneliest road in America?
Death Valley?
I don't know if this runs through Death Valley or not, but incorrect. The answer is U.S. Route 50. Is the answer we're looking for. The lack of points of interest and the need for some survival skills just in case you get stranded makes this the loneliest road along the way. So if you like ran out of gas, there's not a lot of gas stations along the way to get you where you need to go. So that's why they call it the loneliest road. But you know that if you make it hard to drive, you know that that's going to draw people, right? People want to say, I drove the loneliest road in America. Would you ever want to do that?
No.
No? But you know people that would, right?
Yes.
Just because it is? Yep. Question 15. Which scenic road trip takes travelers along the Mississippi River through states like Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Illinois and is known for small river towns and bluff views?
I don't know.
This road trip is called the Great River Road. So that's a road trip. So like that basically is like a bunch of people have driven these separate roads and they call them together. They call them the Great River Road and it follows the Mississippi River. We'd have to do that sometime. That'd be really cool. Being that's kind of up in our neck of the woods. All right. And that's going to do it for road trip trivia. Emmett did pretty well. Hopefully you did as well. If you enjoyed the road trip trivia, we encourage you to go to whatever app you are listening on and give us a rating and a review of 5 stars. We would love to read all those reviews. And if you enjoyed that, you could also spread the word to other people so that you can share the trivia with people just like you. Also, we encourage you to jump onto social media and find us on Instagram and on Facebook at Dad Lad Trivia. And as always, just like earlier in the show, you can get your question of the week featured if you log on to speakpipe.com/dadladtrivia and leave us a question. We'd love to feature you on an upcoming episode. All right, buddy. What do you got? Final thoughts for road trip trivia.
I enjoyed it. I learned a lot. Like, really, I really enjoyed it.
Cool. Me too. All right, folks. Thank you each and every week for tuning into the trivia. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. We hope you have a great rest of your week, and we'll see you later.
Alligators.